Blog Talk Radio.
Are you doing Diamond Dallas Page's yoga?
Of course. It ain't your mama's yoga.
You don't know what it's like to be Jake the Snake.
I always had a problem with alcohol and drugs. I couldn't get out of a chair.
He was an icon in the ring.
Oh! At his peak, he had everything.
In the late 90s, Scott Hall was as big, maybe bigger than any of them.
8 years ago, I broke my neck. I've been in a lot of pain. The MRI showed that that I have to retire.
My buddy here, I kind of helped him along his way when he wanted to get into wrestling, and he returned the favor 10 times fold.
He looks like he did back when he was on top headlining WrestleMania.
It's a real victory for me. I can straighten my hands now.
I find it just unbelievable that people care about me, because there's a long time where I didn't care about me.
I got to tell you, and I'm not just blowing smoke either, I honestly felt an energy change in the first workout. I can get into contorted shapes just in 3 weeks of doing this.
If I can do this, anybody can do it. Don't give up. Don't stay down.
It's DDP.
Radio.
High five.
Yo, it's DDP Radio, Wednesday at 9 p.m., April the 17th. If you don't know where your kids are, you know where we're at. This is the DDP Radio crew for another community show. I'm Sparky, in case you didn't know, and I am sitting here virtually with my Blog Talk Radio hosts, Robert and Stacy. What's going on?
Hey, guys.
Oh, there's so much, man. You know how it is around anything concerning DDP yoga. We're always just crazy busy.
Yeah, it's like, what part of the waterfall is going to come crashing down on you, or are you going to try to swim up today?
I never try to swim up anymore.
That's good. Well, get a very long tube and make sure you can still breathe under all that. So, man. Yeah, it's been a heck of a week. I don't think I've stopped since last Thursday, so there's been a lot of stuff going on. I had a nice little retreat for myself over the weekend, and then this Monday night I had a meeting, and then Tuesday night I had a meeting, and tonight I had this. Tomorrow I got a very cool event I'm waiting for. It's the close-up of my Duck Pin Bowling League. We got a nice little banquet going on, so... That'll be pretty cool. It'll be a nice wrap up to the end of my week, and then one more day of work after that. So,
nice. Well,
how's your season going there, Sparky, with the bowling?
Season's going fantastic. Who's got two thumbs and a duck pin championship trophy? This guy does.
Nice. Oh, nice. I actually didn't think you had it in you, but I can't, you know, I don't know much about duck pin bowling, but, you know, I can't imagine that the competition's too stiff either, so, you know, I'll just leave that there.
Well, I handle my balls very well, so that's why we are in the championship.
Oh,
yeah, no, it was pretty damn cool. We came from fourth place, and actually we were in fifth place going into championship week. We slipped up to fourth place because they only take the top four teams, and we went from fourth to first. And I think we played 5 games, so it was pretty sweet. So we get the trophy. We're all happy, and we get to celebrate a little bit tomorrow night, and I get to give up my duties of being secretary for that league. It's a phenomenal thing. But, you know, hey. But we have some champions on Team DDP Yoga. And there's somebody I wanted to give a shout-out to just because I came across her video. She just started, like, last week or maybe the beginning of the month. And she's been putting these she calls it her E-Diet Journey. But Christina Russell has, like, 4 or 5 videos up there giving reviews and snapshots of the workouts. I don't know where she finds the time to blend all the workouts together that she's doing, but they look awesome. I don't, have you guys seen them?
Yeah, I've looked through a couple of them.
No, but I'm going to check them out because sounds really inspiring.
Yeah.
No, go ahead. I'll let you wrap up before I change the subject.
No, I was just going to say, yeah, it's pretty damn cool. So anybody else who has a video, put it in, Robert and I or one of the other admins, we'll put it up. Just remember, when you're posting a video, you know, we're looking for Team DDP Yoga stuff, motivation, inspiration, maybe you got some food, maybe you got some other stuff. Occasionally people post some, like, you know, stuff that's not quite Team DDP Yoga related. So apologies if yours doesn't get posted, but, you know, keep it clean and keep it inspirational. You'll get up there.
Yeah, and speaking of which, you know, that fits well because the guy who contacted me on Facebook, on the DDP Yoga Facebook the other day, and he asked if he can be up on our wall. Which, you know, we get every once in a while we get a request for that. And it's usually,
you're breaking up. You're breaking up pretty bad. For those new people, if you don't know, there's either a technical difficulty with myself, Robert, or Dallas, always at the beginning of the show. So until we figure it out, we just kind of roll with it. So bear with us.
It's a show tradition.
Yeah.
And there's actually something going on with my browser because everything is dragging out. Is that better?
No, you're still breaking.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well,
I'll just let you guys be talking until I figure this thing out.
Okay. Well, also, Sparky, I mean, on the Facebook page, there are just some amazing stories, and people are doing all kinds of before and after photos, and it's just like an avalanche of progress and inspiration.
Yeah, that's pretty cool stuff. Yeah, I've seen a couple of those. Actually, one guy, we've got somebody, and you know, from a baseball organization, who sent some pictures over because he was pretty excited, and he was like in his first month, just being like, "I got my 6 picks." So I think it's awesome that people are taking those. Now, I don't hang out on the Facebook page too much. I am a DDP yoga traditionalist. I do most of my stuff on Team DDP Yoga. I'll spot the Facebook page every once in a while because there's a lot of stuff going on. But I really love hanging out at Team DDP. Plus, there's tons of people hanging out in every spot. There's like two or three Facebook places for people to hang out. And but I try to never forget my roots there where I met you guys.
Oh, I know. That is important. How you doing, Robert?
I think we got it. Does that sound better?
Yeah, you
that
sound good.
That sounds way better.
Yeah, I think maybe Block Talk itself was having some issues too because this show was just sounding really, really jumpy. But what I was going to say was that there's a guy who contacted me on Facebook and asked if he could be on the transformation page. And usually when somebody does that, they'll go onto the in progress or the under construction page or the, you know, they don't have much of a transformation to talk about. But this guy, his name's Gabe, and if you look under the transformations on DDP Yoga, this guy lost 129 pounds in 10 months.
Wow.
Yeah, and his girlfriend, his girlfriend's doing it with him, and she lost 85 pounds herself.
Mm. Awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Are they doing the gluten-free, too?
You know what? I'm honestly not sure. I think he is. I think he's doing everything, but I'm not positive.
You said, is it Gabe, G-A-V-E?
G-A-B-E.
G-A-B-E. Okay, in his photo, he's Gabe. In his headliner, he's Gabe, G-A-V-E. He gave it all up for DDP Yoga, folks. Yeah. I mean, those last couple of guys actually impressed me because Brandon's up there 73 pounds in 12 months. Zach... Now, he looked like he had some bulk underneath, but that dude went from, he lost 30 pounds in 4 months and went to actually completely shredded. And I hate you, computer. My computer just threw up a message. The Windows update tells me that it's going to restart in 4 minutes and 50 seconds. So Oh. I'm going to lose all internet connectivity, and even though I have the phone, I'm going to be completely lost. But without further ado, I know I did want to also say, David's up there in 50 pounds in 3.5 months. So, man, it can't be done.
God. That's amazing.
Yeah, we've had some amazing transformations.
Yeah, so those are pretty sweet. And that's a good thing, man, that people should strive for, because it shows you that you can come into DDP yoga, kind of make it your own, and whether it's 73 pounds in 12 months or, you know, 129 in 10, those are big numbers. Or if you only got, like, 30 pounds, like, you know, like Zach had to lose, like I had to lose at first. It's the program for you. Did you guys see, and there's a guy who did, and I think it was JJ, was it JJ's review, who did DDP yoga versus P90X? It was almost, I had to do a double take, because Dallas actually posted it from Dallas Page. Stacy, did you see that one?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You got to check it
I'm
out.
Behind.
I thought it was some of the new guys. I thought maybe Robert or Steve or one of the other guys working with Dallas on the media stuff posted this up, because it was like a short, like, 7 minute. It was almost like its own infomercial, you know, just completely showcasing what DDP yoga can do and why it works for you. And it threw all these little stats at you, so I was instantly in it because, you know, I do the analyst thing. I like to look at numbers and stuff. And it had this total regular guy edge to it. But the guy didn't necessarily blow P90X out of the water, but he completely got DDP yoga over against P90X in a real logical and super cool way. So that's on Dallas Page on the YouTube channel. So
we originally had that up and we pulled it down because it was so well done that people thought we did it. You know, even though it's just JJ's review, we had nothing to do with it. It was just something, he's a fan and he's done both. And that was his brainchild.
Yeah, and I think one of the coolest things, like his biggest thing, he was going over this regular guy thing and he was showing it about how, you know, P90X, and he was saying about how many people that he knows P90X, and he's done it, and he knows a bunch of people who have done it. So it kind of validates his opinion that he, Robert's giving Block Talk a diamond cutter today. And this guy almost gave P90X a diamond cutter because he's saying, yeah, if you want to do something for 90 days, forget about it and put all the weight back on. For the most part, I'm kind of paraphrasing 7 minutes. Do P90X, you'll get completely shredded, and that's great. But you'll have to work out like 2 hours a day. You'll have to work out 6 days a week. You'll have to eat funny things, like one day the only thing you can eat is carrots and crazy stuff. But you come over to DDP Yoga and you invest like 30 minutes 5 days a week, and you'll eventually lose it. And the thing is everybody he knows that's done DDP Yoga is still doing it. So.
Yeah, I don't know of anything that is quite so long-term livable as this. You know, I mean, the workouts they can be very tough and very effective, but it's not something that, you know, you say, oh, my God, when can I stop doing this, you know? It's just not fun.
Yeah, I'm trying to find that review. I think, was that J.J. Kirkpatrick? Kirkpatrick, Robert?
I know you guys are talking, but I can't understand a word you're saying. The audio is so bad right now.
Oh, yeah, you're breaking up pretty bad here. Anyway, guys, check it out. Go, just look JJ DDP Yoga or something like that. It should come up. I'm trying to find it now. I know they took it off our page, but it's going to be out there. It's worth a look. So now we've got a couple people in chat to give a shout-out to. Roger's in there. That's cool. Yeah, and actually, Blog Talk Radio must be bad for everybody. Either that or we suck as a radio show tonight and should probably get to our guest here, because like five people just dropped from the chat like instantly. And there goes another. We're down the line. I'm guessing with the way people are going in and out, just dropping like that, something is seriously wrong with the service tonight.
Yes, but we always have archives.
Yeah, and actually Robert's given us a heads up that the audio is pretty bad. I don't think people can hear it. And actually, people are popping into the chat saying, There's no audio, that the audio has come to a complete stop. So let's see if we can get going for 10 more minutes and this corrects, and so we don't miss him. We have a guest on, and actually, Stacy, you hooked this up, so I'm going to just throw it to you, and why don't you do our intro?
Okay, well, you know, I was having one of those days yesterday, kind of fueled with a little emotional gravity, and I'm sure I wasn't the only one, you know, because it was stemming from the horrible thing that happened on Monday in Boston. And, you know, when something like that happens, I lose my center. And I could feel myself kind of feeling down and wanting to comfort myself with food. And I just know how I am. And that whenever that happens, it's just like a little warning to me to, you know, to really, really get my bearings and get back on track. So it's kind of a gift. But it got me thinking about one of our team members, Chris Garbarino, also known as the Boston Bad Boy. And I'm thinking, well, if I'm feeling kind of like off-center and sad over what's happened, how is he feeling? Because, I mean, that's his city, and he probably knows people who were affected by it. So I asked him if he'd like to come on the show and just share how he's handling the gravity and how he's staying the course and keeping on track. And he said, absolutely. So I was really thrilled at that, and so, Chris, thanks for coming on, and how are you doing right now?
Chris, we got you, buddy. We may have lost our guest, too.
Oh, no.
But,
Robert just said that he messaged me and said the entire board is shut down, so I'm not quite sure if that means Chris can't come in. But geez, I don't know what's going on, but
we just got a great quote as far as what's going on for Mike in the chat.
Yeah.
From Spaceballs, even in the future, nothing works. That's a fantastic movie. I'm not sure what we want to do here, because my guess is if this isn't coming off well, I don't know how the audio goes for replays.
Mm-hmm.
And if nobody can hear us now, it's possible that nobody can hear us later. Robert, if you can't respond on the phone, if you throw up a chat, if you know the answer to that, let me know, because maybe we might have to kill this. And,
regroup for next week?
Yeah, and reboot for next week. But
okay.
We'll wait till we hear from Robert and see what he has to say. But you're absolutely right, Stacy. Like, man, that everybody's got like emotional weights and anchors and things pumped out, but yeah, that tragedy is super, super heavy, and I'm sure everybody has some kind of story about it. I just found out tonight that my parents live in the Villages in Florida, and I was talking to them, and they happened to sort of know through a friend, I guess, somebody who was related to somebody who was impacted directly by that. And they said, it's pretty heavy, because it might have happened in Boston, but, I mean, it's America. People have family. We're all over the place. We assume safety. Yeah. And, man.
And it's just, you know, it kind of really taps into the whole fragility of life and the uncertainty. And I really believe most people are good and most people are peace-loving, but it's that, you know, half of a 1% who are destructive that just, you know, it can send everybody kind of reeling emotionally. And like I said, when stuff like that happens to me and I feel it deeply, still, you know, 4 years later, maybe this is just normal human behavior. My first impulse is, what can I do to feel better? And, maybe I'll just go see what's in the cupboard, because food is just inherently comforting. And, you know, I'm not a robot and I'm not perfect. And I did allow a little, I guess I'll call it clean comfort yesterday. And, I just kind of said, you know what? It's okay. But it's not letting that spiral into a way of life, you know, which is so important.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, you have enough emotional gravity yourself that some of this outside tragedy that starts to seep in can really throw you off your center, and it's like you don't want to not feel it. I mean, you have to feel something like that. You have to feel, you know, you don't want to be, you know, completely shut off to the world, but you got to figure out ways to get it up now. I want to just give everybody an update. I just heard from Robert Stacey, and he said on his end, the show and the board are completely down. I don't know if you can see the chat, but I can see the chat. Some people are saying it's good for them. Some people are saying they're on the phone. I'm thinking maybe if, you know, since it's down for Robert, that means we're not getting anybody in on the phones, and we're not going to get, probably not going to be able to get our guest in. Robert's probably not going to be able to get in.
Well, actually, I just got back up here. I don't know if we're back up. I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk.
Well, all right. Can we... I still don't think we have Chris.
Yeah,
he was on earlier. Let me pull him up, I think. So maybe we can at least get some sort of show going. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, I'm here, buddy.
Hey, brother.
Oh, hey, Chris. Thanks for hanging in.
Hey, not a problem. I understand. But it's technical difficulties. No worries. How's everybody doing?
Well, we're doing great, but I don't know if you could you hear us talking a moment ago?
Yeah, I heard everything, and you know, it's kind of one of those things that it hits close to home, especially.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of want to just, you know, kind of revolt back and stay in, and you know, it breaks you down. But you know, between me and you know what Boston stands for, I mean, you could see just from the response how everybody was at the scene when everything happened. You know, I'm not going to let anything like this kind of dictate my life and throw me off course. I mean, one of the first things that I did after hearing about it when I went home was actually did Double Black Diamond. You know, to me, that's my release now. You know, when I'm feeling angry and mad, I mean, that's basically what I put everything into. And I try to just get it all out there on the mat, ultimately. But it's, you know, I work with a couple of people that actually was the uncle of the 7-year-old boy. So to come into to work in a, you know, the whole workplace is a very somber, you know, it hurts. It does, you know, when it hits, especially when it hits close to home, like New York, you know, not that far away from us when 9/11 happened, being in the Marine Corps at that time as well, you know, that's an eye opener. But you know, when it really kind of hits in your backyard and, you know, you start, I have a 7-year-old little girl, you know, it does, it's really close to home. And it's, you know, it's one of those days that I could have been down there with her, you know, it could have been very well me or somebody that was close that I love. It's a hard situation.
What I think is so cool though, is that you immediately, instead of reverting back to maybe an old habit that could have been destructive, you latched on to a workout, you know, which not only did it not compound any of your, you know, existing emotional gravity, but it probably pulled you out of a dark mood and, you know, strengthened you and made you feel better in the long run.
Yeah, we're getting an echo from somebody. I don't know where that's coming from.
Yeah, we got a super echo.
Yeah.
Is it coming from me?
I think it might be, since you're the newest edition.
Are you on speaker? Is that better, guys?
I was using my headset. How does that sound?
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah,
we got another.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I can see what happened. My battery was dying. I go for any time that anything really, you know, and I got, you know, everybody has life hit them, you know, and a lot of my friends now are asking, you know, how are you dealing with everything? You know, I got a baby on the way, wedding, and as everything's kind of coming at me all at once, if I don't have those times, those moments where I can just kind of focus and do my DDP yoga, you know, get time to hit the mat, go to the gym, you know, I don't know where I would be right now. You know, it's emotional-wise, it's been my go-to rather than, you know, I barely even drink anymore. So rather than grabbing the bottle of Patron or, you know, doing other stuff, I grab my mat, I go outside, I grab my mat, I go to the gym. Anything I can do to kind of, you know, get those endorphins pumping up again, and that's probably one of my biggest things is I work out for that high, get those endorphins going, and, you know, and then the motivation that I get from all the team members. You know, I've had some, you know, people go as far as saying that I'm their hero, and yeah, I think that's crazy because I've never heard that before, but you know, it's the team as a whole that keeps me working harder and wanting to be stronger and not show any weakness. You know, I'm not anything near with some of these success stories that we have now on the team. Yeah. Oh, my weight loss is minute compared to everybody else. But what it's done for me in other ways, and I know it could do it for most people. So, you know, you're feeling down, you're not, you know, in your right state. You know, don't go for the food. Don't go for the fridge. Just hit the mat. After which, it'll pay dividends. I promise you that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, bro. I mean, the cool thing that you were talking about, the endorphins, what a lot of people don't know, like what you mentioned at the end, when people, like, feel stress, they get a lot of anxiety or depression from, like, work because of the stress, or you're eating to eat into that, to give into that anxiety and depression because the eating feels good. It just puts more weight on, makes you feel worse. You know, your self-esteem goes down, your sleep goes bad. What people don't realize, I think, is you get a couple workouts under your belt and your energy level starts to go up. The physiology of, like, working out, that, you know, it increases your energy levels, releases those endorphins. It's like, it's kind of like a you know, success begets success, like, as far as getting that into your system and starting that as your outlet instead of things that just don't contribute to it. It's like a seesaw.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's so hard because we've been doing it our whole lives. We grab that bag of chips, we grab some ice cream or something like that. It's habit. And you just, it's hard. It's hard to not do that. And even, you know, don't get me wrong, I revert. You know, I'll throw in a DiGiorno pizza every now and again. I'll grab a thing of Friendly's ice cream.
Uh-huh.
You know, I have my moments. You know what I mean? But I work out so hard, and I work so hard to take care of my family. Every now and again, I think it's okay to treat yourself in some ways, but it's a lifestyle, and once you start incorporating it, it almost becomes second nature. Like, my mat's set up on the floor. When I wake up in the morning, I walk across my mat. So that feeling on your toes, it's a reminder. Like, you're hitting the mat. That's it. You just walked across it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So if you could put these things in place for you on your daily, I mean, and you guys said it earlier, too, was, you know, I actually posted it up on my Facebook page, too, the link for the P90X versus the DDP yoga. I put it up on my Facebook page so anybody that's friends with me can go and get it off of there. You know, he said it best because I did the P90X and stuff before. And, you know, you had to be a superstar already to hang with the P90X. It was good for 90 days. Afterwards, I like 90% of my friends fell off afterwards. The DDP yoga, it's not as intimidating. You can, like you said, you can do 20 minutes a day. You could do the 60 minutes. If you could do the Black Diamond, great. You know, you don't have to. You can do a little wake up. You can do 20 minutes. You could do some stand up. You could do some mixtape. You could pace yourself. But if you're doing something, that's better than nothing. And then mixing that with the food plan, you're going to see nothing but results. And obviously, by everybody that's on this team and putting these before and after pictures up, you can see it. There's no gimmick. This works.
But it's just real and it's honest, and it lets you mold the program to what you need to do. But I like the mat plan under your feet. I might have to get something other than my Manduka to put next to my bed, though, because that my Manduka is a cat magnet, and if I get out of bed, I'm going to be wearing cat shoes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't get the pets or anything, so yeah, that's, I can imagine that would be a comfortable cat bed, because I love my Manduka, and I don't know what, I mean, I fight people for it. I leave it out at the gym every now and again, and I see people trying to grab it and take it into the corner, and they don't realize it's mine.
Yeah, they make a super quality mat.
Yeah, absolutely, agreed, and it doesn't get that, you know, if you get the cheap mats, it's as probably people listening, your feet stick to it. It's got that smell. It's just, it doesn't work. It's not, you end up spending more time finagling with your mat, moving it around, et cetera. It's just not worth it. It takes away from your workout, I feel.
Especially traveling, that's good. Now, I started out on a thin mat. I actually have two thin mats that I've gone through. I can kind of manage my thin mat on the carpet downstairs, because I've got like DDP yoga DVDs upstairs and downstairs, just depending on where I hit. But my workout room's upstairs is where the Manduka's at. Now, carpet's not too bad, but yeah, like you said, if you move your foot around, the mat comes with it.
Exactly. It sticks to it. It's not comfortable. I'm actually going to be getting another one for my wife. She's actually been doing a little bit with me now. So she's just over 5 months pregnant. She's been getting into it to strengthen her lower body. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
But she's getting into it to get just the flexible and get ready for the birthing and stuff like that. I said, look, you know, this can't hurt in any way. And she's actually been getting, her upper body is already, like her arms are getting toned up when you would think they'd be getting bigger and stuff. So if a 5 month pregnant woman, this, anybody can do it.
You better be videotaping that shit, you know?
Right now, I am. She's not letting me do anything with it just yet. She'll feel comfortable after the baby weight is gone. Then you can say, okay.
Yeah.
Then she's very self-conscious, but you guys know the phone is strapped to my hand. If I'm black crowing, if I'm taking this, I got my, trust me, I got pictures, videos of everything that has ever done with DDP yoga. It's just been so hard, right? I haven't been as vocal as I normally have been. I work 10 hours.
Very busy.
What was that?
Sounds like you've been busy.
Yeah, you know, life, you know, everything kind of happened. I mean, and it's funny, you know, coincidence, when I started doing DDP yoga, everything got great. I don't know. Call it what you want, but, you know, between getting the job, being on, you know, Fox 25 News with Dallas, you know, meeting him, hanging out with these guys, doing the first little video shoot that we did, now get a family, I got a little boy on the way finally, you know, everything's kind of falling into place, but... You know, the goal is still to kind of focus and get back to me and Dallas talking about getting certified. I want to get my certification. Hopefully I could start teaching this at the gym and really kind of expanding it out even more so.
Nice. Well, are you ready to expand the discussion out a little bit to a couple callers? Because I think we actually have 4 people on hold ready to go.
Go ahead, bring them in.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. The first one is going to be area code 605.
Hey guys, it's Travis from South Dakota. How you doing?
Hey Travis.
Oh, hey Travis.
I was disappointed last week. I promised I was going to call in last week, and then you know, then as I get up with this best of stuff, which is fine. You know, I like hearing the best of stuff. But I was like, well, gee, kind of hard calling, you know, talking to recording there. So, just calling in and checking in, whatever else, you know, got to hold up that new regular spot there. You talk about where the mat's at or and everything there. Typically, my mat is right next to my bed. So when I get up in the morning, I literally wake up and I do the wake up, and when I roll out of bed when you do the cannonball, I literally roll out the bed onto the mat, and I'm falling right into cat fall. And I've been trying to do a modified wake up, not just doing just the easy stuff there, but throwing in, you know, instead of doing just the 3 second holds there, do a 10 second push up, or try to do some crunches when you're doing broken table, things like that. So, but yeah, I try to make it as much of my you know, top of mind, first thing in the morning, if I can do it there and roll with it. And the thing doing that just keeps the DDP yoga stuff in mind for me all day long. I think that's just, you know, so long as you can start your day like that, I think you're doing yourself a favor.
Now, do you have a favorite workout that you hit when you know that you're down, like, and have to power through it? Because sometimes it's so hard to hit a workout if you're feeling like crap. And I think a lot of people have sort of a favorite that they hit. Chris, you said you had the double black diamond. So what do you hit, Travis?
You know, I do, you know, my favorite, I like to do either strength builder or I like to do fat burner, depending on how, you know, how much I want to push into it there. You know, if I do want to do just a quick pick-me-up or whatever else, I do fat burner. Otherwise, I'll do, you know, I'll do strength builder, and I really get that wrap and burn there. And I've been getting to the point, though, you know, I mean, any of the longer workouts, if I can do that, because I'm starting to get to the point now where we're doing, like, the side planks, where we're going on the knife edge and trying to lift your leg up and out, whatever else. I'm trying to get to the, I haven't been hitting that point until the last week or 2 weeks. I've been starting to hit that, though. So I really, you know, that, you know, really want to build on that success. But, you know, when I, just a quick pick me up, want, you know, I'm down, I've had a hard day or of whatever else, I'll get up, I'll knock out fat burner, and then I'll ride the wave and do some red hot core after that, and then I'm good.
Nice.
But especially this last week, if you've seen the news there, Sioux Falls had a big ice storm last Tuesday, where we had like 4 inches of ice over everything. It's like someone took a big ice ball and dropped it in the city. We had every aerial line and tree branch, you know, get stripped right down. It'll be kind of like if someone took your hand and you shucked a thing of corn. It's like that with a lot of the trees around here. This last week has been, me, you know, talking to people about their services being down, their aerial lines being down, and dispatching our techs out there to try to get all the aerial lines back up so they can get service back up. So it's been a rough week, and now we're just hitting into another spot where we're supposed to get another 6 or 8 inches of snow tonight again. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. But, you know, and rough times like this, you know, I'll just knock out. If I can knock out, you at least get a fat burn in there, get the momentum going, and then, you know, throw in red hot core or throw in energy or whatever the case is. Just, it's all a matter of perspective and keeping that momentum going.
Yeah, I love me some fat burner, and I think, you know, there's a good reason to do that indoors where you're
just to comment on the Boston thing there, because, you know, when I first saw that, you know, I feel, you know, and you can't help but feel horrible for what happened, and everybody had to go through that and everything there. But, you know, one thing that's DDP Yoga has really infused in me is the positive look on stuff there. You know, even in tough times like this, you know, it's really easy to be fearful and despair and look at all the negative side of things there. But if you look at all the, you know, the positive side of things there, and how many people stepped up and, you know, ran towards, you know, the chaos and whatever to help those people that were down, and just the big community effort to try to, you know, try to pick up and try to recover. And if you focus on that, you know, it's tragic, it's horrible that, you know, somebody had to do this. But if we get ourselves down, if we let, you know, that despair happen, then whoever did this wins. They're getting exactly what they wanted out of you, is to be fearful and despair and hide in the corner. And you just can't let that happen.
Agreed.
Very true.
So,
anyway.
Thanks for that reminder.
What's that?
But thanks for reminding us of that, because it's true, and that's the really best thing we can do, is just focus on, you know, positive things and not the despair.
Because right, anyway, all they do is trying to strike fear into people. You know, and if we don't give them that power, they don't have anything over us.
That's right. The 10%, sometimes the 10% seems hard, but if you step up and say, I'm not gonna let the 10% win, and hit it at 90%, you can ride through anything.
Well said.
No. Cool, guys. Well, hey, I'll let you go and let other people talk here, but I'll keep on listening, and you keep on banging it and keep on owning the day.
Awesome.
Okay, and enjoy the snow while you can.
Hey, thanks. Talk later.
Stay warm.
Hi.
Okay, I don't know, guys, but I don't see Katie Stifler in the chat, and I think Travis has called more times in the past couple weeks than she showed up. I think we have a new groupie. Actually, I prefer to call Travis a regular more so than a groupie. That'd be kind of scary.
Yeah, Travis is a groupie.
So, I think we got another one for you, Chris. Who else is out there, Robert?
We've got. He was 806. So let's go to the 720 area code.
Hi, it's Mod. I'm in Blackhawk, Colorado. You guys remember me, Stacy?
How you doing?
Hi. How you doing, brother?
Real good. I wanted to actually add to what you guys were talking about and then ask a question. The comment was, you know, you wake up every morning, you got to choose to be happy, you know, or you can choose to be sad. It's really up to you. And then my question is, if lifting weights is to build muscle, if cardio is through running and what have you, what is yoga then?
Well, are you asking what yoga is, or are you asking what DDP yoga is?
Well, I know what DDP yoga is. I mean, I work out to it daily. But I'm just wondering, how do you label yoga under what exactly?
Power yoga.
Jeez, I know.
Yeah. High cardio, strength training, flexibility. It's everything all in one.
Okay. Yeah, that's what DDP yoga is. I mean, some people call yoga that, depending on what style of yoga you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but I think I generally look at it more when I'm doing just like a yoga routine. Like if I'm doing like, sometimes I throw a Bob Harper yoga DVD in, but it's nothing like DDP yoga because it's more centered. It's more flexibility, you know? Where,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, because of DDP yoga, man, when he throws all that stuff and he throws the dynamic resistance in, that changes the whole dynamic of what some of the other yoga routines I've seen do.
Normal yoga is about keeping the heart rate down and everybody centered. DDP yoga, that's, you're jacking your heart rate up with the dynamic resistance. You're getting your cardio all in one. You're strengthening your heart and your body all in the same time.
And what to me, what this does also that other forms of exercise don't do is it completely realigns and improves my posture. Nothing else has done that. I feel taller. My frame is different. I carry myself differently. And I move with a lot more grace than, you know, if I hadn't been doing this. If I had just been, say, walking or lifting weights, it's amazing, but it just does something inside out with my frame.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull this in and see actually what the dictionary definition of yoga is.
Oh, I didn't throw anybody for a loop.
And actually, when you look at it, it's pretty much what we said, but they're defining it as, you know, an awareness and tranquility attained through related exercises and postures designed to promote physical and spiritual well-being. And then a couple of them, other of them have breathing practices, which is actually a really good point because Dallas does focus a lot on breathing. And even though I still don't have complete control over it, I don't know about you guys on the phone, but when I'm following it, like if I'm trying to grab and burn or if I'm trying to like control my heart rate, when I remember to breathe in and out and I'm breathing with emotions, it's a lot easier than if I'm sucking wind because I'm just trying to blast my heart into the sky, you know?
That's true. Yeah, I hope that answers your question.
Yes, it does. Thanks.
Is there another part?
Awesome. So have you been with doing DDP yoga a while out there in South Dakota, or did you just join us?
No, I'm in Black Hawk, Colorado. I've been doing DDP yoga for a long time.
For a long time?
Yeah, I've been doing it for a long time. I just haven't been on the air in a long time to talk to anybody or on the
is
internet.
Is this a mod?
Yeah, it is.
I thought I recognized your voice. It's been ages.
Hi, I thought I said my name earlier. I guess nobody heard me then.
You know, cut out a mod. What's going on, brother?
I didn't hear you what?
You cut out, I think, when you said your name, so we didn't catch it.
Oh. Oh, that's
so
okay.
I know, yeah, but you. So we haven't heard from you in a while, but you've been sticking with the workouts pretty much?
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding? Okay. When I said that it is part of my life, I meant it. I mean, I'm not just doing it at home. I actually go... I actually go to a physical therapist and do it there as well. The reason why I'm doing that, the Gulf War syndrome has kicked in a little harder since winter started this year, and I've kind of struggled a bit with it. But instead of letting the self-pity kick in, I kind of made a phone call and said, well, put me in physical therapy, and I want to go to this one place that I know of. And I started going there, and I've been going there. And I'm proud to tell you that I've gotten much stronger again. It's still a struggle, and like anything else in life, I'm learning to balance and live with it. And, I mean, life is good. I can't complain. I'm just kind of building my health, playing my music, and I'm looking forward to, believe it or not, getting a VW bus. Put my German Shepherd Raz in there and my guitar, and I want to just kind of travel around wherever, work out to DDP yoga, play music, and just kind of travel around. I mean, I can do that now, I guess, and just want to kind of enjoy life, you know?
Sounds like a dream come true.
Seriously. You come through Boston, pick me up.
I think what's great, bro, is listening to you and, like, because I can remember the first couple times you called and not being sure if you wanted to talk and kind of being down. And even though you just said, you know, you got a little bit of 10% with the Gulf War syndrome and stuff coming in and whatnot, you know, what's really cool is you have such a positive spin in your voice and you're talking about, you know, doing for you now. And you're still there, even though, you know, like, there might be a little 10% hanging around, you're kind of kicking it in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's still tough, you know, from time to time. I mean, you know, a friend of mine on Facebook said it the absolute best, you are human. And the minute she said it, it was kind of like, yeah, why am I beating myself up with a lot of the stuff from the past that I can't change? And why am I holding on to it and just, you know, I put myself through this, like, roller coaster for no reason, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like you got to stop and choose to be happy. You want to be happy and you know, and, yeah, I mean, I have a great support system. I have my best friend is really wonderful and, you know, it's nice to have that, you know?
Well, you're an inspiration, Ahmad, and I'm just so happy to hear that you're going to embark on your dream and that you're still doing the workouts and you're staying strong. That's fantastic.
Well, thanks. I have you guys to thank, obviously, for starting me off, and, of course, DDP for creating it, and obviously myself for what you just stated. Thanks. Has anybody heard from Doug lately? I haven't.
Doug Steffen?
Yeah, how is it?
Yeah, he was on a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
he was
on
the show a few weeks ago.
Oh, how is he? Is he back from his tour?
He's back from Afghanistan. He's done with the sandbox for now, and he's back in Germany, and he got settled in a couple weeks ago. He's hanging out, kind of pulling things together. He's, looking forward to getting back to the States. He had a nice long trip, got to hang out with family and stuff, going from Afghanistan back to Germany. And he's getting situated back on the site, doing his welcomes and his Monster Vader thing, so, which is really cool to see him back in action, because Afghanistan took a lot of time away from him because he was really busy. You know how it goes when he's over there.
Yeah, I was a little worried about that.
Yeah, but he's in really good shape and excited to actually get back in the States here, I think, in the next year or so.
And you, Stacy, may I ask how you are?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm working on a cookbook of gluten-free, dairy-free recipes. I'm blogging about the journey, and, life is good.
Cool. Please say hello to Doug for me, people, please. I'm still trying to get my internet set up, which will happen tomorrow, believe it or not.
Come on.
Okay.
Don't give it to me on the air, but you shoot me an email at teamddpyoga@gmail.com. If you want to send me your email address or anything else, I can get it over to Doug, and I would be more than happy to tell him you said hey.
Okay.
All right, thanks for checking in, Ahmad. It was great to hear from you.
I think we lost him.
Yeah, he's a really cool guy. He's been with us for a long time.
Yeah.
I haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah, this is an example of how extended our family is. You know, I mean, he goes back years. We have so many new members, which is great, but it's nice to sometimes reach back into the past and hear from someone and hear that they're doing well.
Yeah, and Chris, this goes to your point about what you were talking about JJ's review before, about how people stick with it in the P90 guys or 90 days. There's a guy who's been doing it for years.
So did he stop back when it was the YIG for the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, as far as the topic and how you were talking, Chris, too, earlier about things getting you down and stuff, I mean, he's talked about it on the show, which is sort of why I'm repeating it, or else if it was private to him, I wouldn't. You know, he's talked about, after coming back after a couple tours, having that wear on him, having some physical ailments, and, when he first called the show, Stace, you remember he was just kind of a, I don't want to say show of himself, but He had some stuff to work through. And then as he started calling us after he worked on it, I mean, he sounded just like he did today. And, like, he's taking that 10% and he's reshaping it with the 90% because he learned how to control it. So it's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
That's excellent. I'm glad he's doing okay.
All right, well, I think we did have a couple callers, but we lost a couple callers. So are we back to just us, Robert?
Yes, just us. I think it has to do with this, all these issues that Blog Talk's having. I mean, this has been technically our worst show that we've ever done. It's ridiculous.
But it goes. It fits with the theme of not giving in to emotional gravity.
I think it's
well, yeah,
because the Boston Bachelor was going to be on, so the lines crashed at this car.
I'm sure that's exactly what happened. But yeah, as far as not giving into emotional gravity, I haven't punched my computer, so,
good for you.
Actually, we do have someone who just joined, another caller, if you guys want to go to that.
Yeah, let's get that. Last caller of the night.
Who's in the 704 area code?
Hey, guys, it's Russell, the Tuba Geek.
Hey, bro.
Hey, what's up, Russell?
Hey, you're on with Chris.
Hey, guys. Actually, it's kind of interesting to talk about the emotional gravity. Of course, you know, my thoughts and prayers go out to everyone who's impacted by the Boston Marathon by the explosion, however you want to call it. Kind of wanted to give a little feedback on some things that's kind of come down my pipe lately. First of all, I've broken the 50 pounds loss mark. It's taken me longer than I'd hoped to, but I'm just happy that I'm actually past that. I'm actually under 285. I'm wearing clothes I haven't worn in years, so that's a big thrill for me.
That's fantastic.
Actually, some other good things that happened. I just found out last week I got a promotion here at my job. Hasn't taken effect yet just because there's some organizational stuff that has to happen, but it's pretty much, you know, things pretty much dry on the promotion, so I'm very happy about that. And actually, I'm looking forward to showing myself off a little bit. I'm going back to Oklahoma next week to visit my family. My brother's getting married. Haven't seen him in 5 years. Haven't seen my mom in 3 since, you know, pretty much since my oldest son's accident. So, excuse me. So I'm really looking forward to getting the opportunity to get out and kind of show my new me, or the newer me. Let me rephrase that.
You. They're going to see a whole new you. You must be looking forward to that.
I am, because, well, like I said, I haven't seen my brother since. My brother and my mom came out together just after my son's accident, my oldest son's accident, and then my mom came back out when my daughter was born, which was, she just turned 3. So, yeah, they've seen my pictures online, so they've been seeing my progress through my Facebook page. But, you know, seeing it live and in living color, I'm sure is different. I'm sure all of you can attest to that. You probably should, you know, your friends have seen your pictures, but then when they see you face to face, they go, wow, that you have made a big change. So I'm looking forward to that.
Good for you, man. Good stuff's happening for you. Proud of you.
Yeah, and I'm working on pushing myself a little harder on this. I'll admit I've been kind of slacking on the workouts this month, but I'm getting back in the game.
But, you know, 50 pounds is fantastic. That's like a meat locker full of butter.
Yeah,
that's a lot of weight.
Well, putting in perspective, my younger son, he's weighing in at about 60 pounds, and my thing that I've got set up as my next kind of goal is I want to get to the point where I've lost as much weight as he weighs, and then I'm going to videotape myself doing a 3-second push-up with him on my back.
Nice.
Wow.
Just to show, you know, this is what this can do for you. You know, you lose the weight, you gain the strength, and you'll be surprised what you're able to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's true. Well, you have a wonderful family reunion, and tell us about it after it happens, okay? We love hearing the positive stories.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to some positive stories, and I'm actually going to be challenging myself quite a bit, because my mother and my brother, obviously, they don't eat quite the same that I do, so I'm going to be, it's going to be a bit of a challenge for me, but I'm going to work through it.
Bring food with you, brother.
Yeah,
I'm working on that to an extent.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I mean, bring what you can to keep yourself, you know, instead of going in the fridge and grabbing something else that they may have in the house. Bring your own snacks, have your own foods ready to go. So if you're hungry, you've got your own stuff there. You don't have to worry about it, and you're going to go for the right foods. You're going to make the right decisions. That's one of the biggest things that came up with a couple of people I was talking to on Facebook. They were asking me, like Katie, and them were asking about going on vacation and trying to eat clean and while they're on vacation. So bring the stuff with you if you can. You know, pack a nice cooler.
Yeah, I'm either going to pack a cooler or I'm just going to make sure or I'm going to wait until I get there and buy stuff when I get there just because it'll be a little bit easier.
There you go.
But I'm going to echo what a lot of people said. Even though I'm not as active on the site, you know, everybody's a great source of inspiration. I love that I've got people that I can turn to if I just need somebody to chat with. Mike and Dave and a lot of the others I know that I can turn to at any point, which is awesome. That's just a great resource that a lot of people don't really realize is out there for you.
That's true. Nobody does it alone. We all need the support.
Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
All righty, Russ. All right, thanks for calling in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great update, bro. And that takes us to 10. Wow. Actually,
I'm
surprised we made it this far. I mean, that first half hour was a struggle.
Yeah, we stuck.
We were almost fist fighting the show.
So.
Yeah, I almost killed it after the first 12 minutes because of the all the issues.
Yeah. It was touch and go.
Yeah, and Stacey, you're right. This is a perfect example how to just roll with the punches when mm-hmm. stuff's hitting you. So as we close it out here, Chris, what do you want to leave the people with as far as, you know, getting their life back in order and sort of, you know, bouncing back from that 10% that just hit them?
Just hit the mat. When you're feeling down, hit the mat. I promise you 100%. You hit the mat, you will feel better afterwards. Stay away from the fridge.
Hear, hear. That's great advice.
I mean, that's as best as I can say it, you know. It's when I want to get up and hit the fridge, I hit the mat. I mean, so, and just don't let life dictate, you know, what happens outside. Don't let it dictate your life. You have control over it. So just keep on, live life 90%, and punch the 10% in the fridge.
I love the don't hit the fridge. I actually supplemented that this week because we didn't get a chance to go grocery shopping last weekend. So not only if I can't hit the fridge, but if I get there's nothing in it.
Or just stock it up. That's the biggest thing. Just stock it up with nothing but good stuff. So even if you do hit the fridge, you know what? You're gonna probably not gonna want anything in there anyways. And if you do, it's gonna be a good healthy alternative. So. You know what I actually do? One of my biggest things, too, I chug a couple of bottles of water. Did you ever try to eat something after chugging two bottles of water? Doesn't really go down too.
That's a great idea.
So
it's
definitely not. It's another trick of mine. I'll chug two bottles of water real fast, back to back, and I'm pretty good after it at that point. So, but I thank you guys for having me on. Yo, I really appreciate it. Thanks for bringing to light everything that happened in Boston with this tragedy, you know. But like I said to Stacy, we're tough here in Boston. We're a resilient bunch. We bend. We never break. And hopefully, you know, me and the rest of the guys here, everybody just lives life at 90% and keep on trucking.
Awesome,
well, thanks
bro.
For sharing your strength, and we're sending you guys lots of love. And just take care and, you know, bounce back.
Absolutely appreciate it. Feather resilience. You're a good example of it. All right. Well, for Travis and Ahmad and Russ, all our callers, a special thanks to you, Chris, for coming on the show. Stacy, for hooking us up with a good guest and a good topic tonight. Roberts, for pulling us together multiple times this evening.
And for not battering your computer.
Yes, my computer thanks me too.
Yeah, I can see a tombstone coming to the Blog Talk Radio here if it doesn't straighten up. So
yes,
anyway,
from
all of us here at DDP Radio, when the 10% comes a knocking, like Chris says, bend, don't break, live life at 90%.
Kept it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
For going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.